words. It obviously was much better than this, but why prophets are grouchy? Basically, he said, and this part I agree with. I don't agree with his the fruit of it, but he said, prophetic people tend to be environmentally sensitive, which I agree with. That doesn't give them the right to be idiots. And so basically the book was chapter after chapter of why prophetic people aren't in good mood. And you know, and I just said, I can't endorse this book. I don't believe this. I don't actually believe one chapter in this book. I don't think being a prophet is a personality type. I know quiet and shy people who are prophets and prophetesses, male or female. And I know very deep personality, external processing, people who are prophets. So I don't think prophet has anything to do with your personality. And I think the kingdom of God's name are not eat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. And it doesn't say righteousness, peace, and joy for the non-prophetic people. So I think that, not being joyful is a problem. I don't think it's a prophet. And so I think a lot of people get rejected because they're idiots, not because they're prophets. I shouldn't have said it that way. Or ignorance. They're ignorance. They're ignorances, not idiots. Yeah, their gift, yeah. Now, I have the gift of being rude. Anyway, I could say a lot more, but I think you get the idea. I do think that there is something to the prophetic people being rejected. I do. Especially when you're moving in arenas that haven't had prophetic stuff before. And a lot of that comes from misunderstandings of the people that you're interacting with. And, if you, Dan and I were our two main counselors for the first 3 years. The first 3 years I came here. Dan and I did all the marriage counseling. I know, scary, huh? And Dan's a great marriage counselor. I'm pretty good too. But the more information you feed Dan, the better counselor he is. Not Dano, Dan. Dano's not on our staff. The more information you feed me, the worse counselor I am. Because I do better when I hear from my prophetic gift than when I hear from you. Well, here's the problem. If you think that you came to a counselor and not a prophet, and you sit down and we pray, and then like we're 2 minutes into it, and I'm like, okay, listen, the way you treated your wife the other night, that conversation you had in the bedroom.